Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller to the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about a man named Alan Stone, a resident of Lake Chelan, who was born in 1875. He was orphaned at age 6. Then in 1897, he came to the Palouse country of this state to harvest wheat. A broken leg inflicted by runaway horses put Alan in the hospital. When he had two legs again, he bought a pony and rode to Moses Cooley. There he heard about a lake 60 miles long. He sold the pony and the bridle for 75 cents. At Lakeside, he and his friend George Howell rented a double-oared boat and started an exploration of Lake Chelan. They camped on beaches, caught fish for food, and saw the mountain peaks and falling water. He remembers the tidal wave on Lake Chelan on a morning in 1902 when a wall of water sank the little steamer, the Kitten, at the time of the San Francisco earthquake in April 1906. He says the water in Lake Chelan rose several feet. For 10 years, he worked for the Forest Service, building trails in the National Forest. Officials in the Regional Forestry Service at Portland said once that Alan Stone built more trail for less money than any other trail maker in the region. When forest fires started, all trail builders were summoned to the fire lines. He recalls some narrow escapes when burning snags fell along those fire lines. Making docks was another job for Alan. He recalls building 14 public and private docks along the lake. He kept for 30 years a summer cabin at Twin Harbor. That's where he spent his leisure time. One year, he rode 38 miles from Lakeside to Prince Creek in 3 days. He climbed over a high ridge to do some fishing, then back to the lake. He sailed down to Lakeside by benefit of downlake winds. In 1952, a plane plunged into Cub Lake, 8 miles up Prince Creek from Lake Chelan. In 1952, a plane plunged into Cub Lake, 8 miles up Prince Creek from the lake. Alan Stone was there. He helped rescue the two passengers and Hank Harvey, the pilot, who I featured in a story several weeks ago. Stoney, as he was known, died here in Chelan at age 86. In 1954. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.